talking about this Tesla's base. Talking Tesla's base. We're towards the end of the sugya, and then we start a big chazor. You can hear me?
Yeah.
Yes. I can hear you.
Okay. Now then, sir. So we left off last week. Mamish, we got to the Suzot, and we left off with a shaila. Why in the Fyud on the base is the halacha that Masha Meshaya Yenichena Betzino? Why is it that you have to be careful when doing Bidikas Chometz to make sure that Chometz that you find you place in a hidden location? We thought the reason is because you have to worry that maybe a chulda will take away the chometz from one place to a place you've already checked, and then you'll have to check again. But the question was that our mission, the Pesach of if we saw, that you don't have to be chayshish, ain't chayshin, you don't have to be chayshish that a chulda took chometz from place to place. So, the Gemara gave three answers. The Gemara gave the first third of Abaye. Abaye made the difference between on the 13th and the 14th. They went doing Bidikas Chometz on the night after the 13th, we explained. When doing Bidikas Chometz on the night after the 13th, you have to be careful. You don't have to be careful. Why? Because a chulda knows there's lots of food, and therefore he will eat up any chometz that he finds, and he won't leave it over. So you don't need to be concerned about maybe he took chometz and hid it somewhere else. And on the 14th, when there's not so much chometz, you do have to be concerned. That was Abaye's teretz. We'll come back to that teretz shortly. Rava said a different teretz. Rava said, can't be well. Chulzas doesn't have that much grains. So what is it? He said, you know why? Because the chash is that perhaps you'll see him taking a piece of bread and scurrying away. And once you saw it, then you certainly have to be concerned about it. If you didn't see it, you don't need to be concerned. But perhaps you did see it. You will see it. And then you will have to be concerned. So make sure you put the chometz well away that chulda can't get there. And then we had the last teretz. So Mori Omer, second last line of the Gemara. So Mori Omer, Gizeira, Shema, Yeniach, Eser, Vyintatesha. The concern is that perhaps you know how many pieces of bread you had. 10 pieces of bread. And when you look at it, you'll find only 9. And now you know that something's gone missing. And therefore you have to check your house again. So the question which we left off last week, we didn't have time to go into it, is there really a difference between Rava and Remori? Rava said the chash is that might take it in front of you. And Remori said the chash is that maybe you know you left 10 and you found 9. Both of them are chaya. On the same idea, a situation when I know for sure that chometz was taken, and that's why I have to be concerned. But if the Gemara gives two answers, Rava and Rav Mori, it sounds like there is a machlokes, because otherwise what's the point? So why is the machlokes between Rava and Rav Mori? What's the difference? Between Rava said the chash is, you don't know how many pieces you have, but you saw the chulda take it, so therefore you have to be concerned about it. And Remori said that you know how many pieces you have, and now you find one piece left. You didn't see the chulda take it, but we now know that the chulda took it, because I know I had 10, and now I only have 9.
We have time now to think about it.
Know why you should hide your chomet. Know why you should hide the chomet is an eight to sova. I want to help you. Should hide the chomet. I want to give you good advice. I'm going to give you good advice. What's my good advice? Don't put it in a place where a chulda might take it from you. Because if you put it in such a place and you see the chulda, you're going to have to redo the whole bedika. So don't do that. Mashenka Ramori said zera. There's a zera zera bono. It's not a zera. There's a zera zera bono. They made the Gzeirah because it's possible that you would put 10 and you find 9 left. The Gzeirah is Rabban. You read it like this, Remori Yom Gzeirah. Remori said it was a Gzeirah. It wasn't some an idea, an Eitz HaTorah. It wasn't some a good advice. No, Remori Yom Gzeirah. It's a Gzeirah. Why? Why should we make such a Gzeirah? Shema Yaniyah Eser V'Yintetation. So what is this Gzeirah? And maybe you leave 10 and find 9. Now, the way we understand the Stream of Godin is like this. If it's a chash that you might see the chulda, well obviously if you see a chulda, then you know you have to sort out your whole house. But if I don't see any chulda and I just see one piece missing, then a person might not either take notice of the piece that's missing, or make an excuse why that piece got missing, but he'll end up not doing a bedika, even though he definitely should be doing a bedika. In a case when he knows one piece is missing, so then he definitely should be doing a bedika, and he'll make an excuse and find the reason why he shouldn't have to do a bedika. He'll say, maybe I miscounted, or maybe my son took it. I'll come up with an excuse. Even though I'll be ikka alocha, you have a chiyuv to do bedika. Therefore, they made the Gzeirah and said, you know what? Always place chametz in a place where you're not going to come to this problem. So Rava said, don't you need to tell you what? Put the chametz away, because if you see that chulda, you're going to have to start doing the bedika. And you will do the bedika. But you need to tell you what? Don't make yourself in such a situation that you'll have to do the bedika again. And Mori said, no, there's a Gzeirah, there's a chash, that something might happen, and you won't do the bedika. Even though you should be doing a bedika. What's going to happen? You would have put 10 pieces there. You find 9. And the person will, you know, as much as he didn't see it, he's not going to make it such a problem. He's not going to bother himself so much with it. And that's not true. You have to do a bedika. Therefore, as Remori, we made Xeria and say, make sure that the chometz is in a place where you never have to do a bedika again. Okay? That was the machlokes. Al pi prima godim of between Rava and Remori. Now, Halacha says that there are people, many people, who put pieces of chametz around the house. Right? I think we mentioned that once before. There are people like that. There is such a minig like that. To place chametz around the house. Why? Not to posher why, but the reason why they do it is because maybe you won't find any chametz. And then maybe it'll be a bracha l'matzara. Maybe the bedika that you made is a bracha l'matzara. It's not so possible because past this the bedika is the mitzvah is to search for chametz. And if there's no chametz, very good. But the mitzvah is to search for chametz. But there is such a minhag. It's brought down.
It's a check. Like,
where
if you don't find it, you know, you do
get enough doubt. Making a new reason why they do such a minhag. It's not the reason why. No? He also said the reason is just as a to keep the balabais on his toes. Okay, it's not the reason. That's not the reason why it was done. The reason was because there's a concern that you might not find chametz. And Yashin says nowadays there's more of a reason to do it because since you clean your house so well beforehand, there might not be a need to do bedikas chametz. Because your house has been so clean, there's now not a mokim shemachnit and lechametz. Stop! So those of us that do put chametz around, chutam. Yeah, my minig is actually not, but those of you that do, as though it's brought down. There is such a minig. But it's brought down that the pieces should be less than a kezayis. Each piece should be less than a kezayis. Why? Because of this concern. That it could very well be that you put 10 pieces down and you only find 9. And the halacha is if you only find 9, you have to do a whole bedik again. Like we just saw. You have to do a whole bedik again. And since we are concerned that this could happen, so make sure the piece is less than a kezayis. And if it's less than a kezayis, and according to a lot of opinions, unless a kezayis is potter, it's not a chashuv shir, and therefore you can be meitah. You know, itself is not so chashuv, yeah? Because we saw pirurim, kontchaznish needs the bedika for. But at least, putting it all together, less than a kezayis, there's more room for leniency. Just rely on bittul and no bedika.
Is it normal for the Mishnah just to be dispensing good advice? Like, if you go according to Rava, they're just giving Eitz HaTovah. But is that normal for a Mishnah to do that?
It certainly not normal. It does happen. It's certainly not normal. There are examples that I've been in Gemara. It's much more geschmack to make it into din. Much more geschmack. And that's what Mori came along to do. And Mori came along to know there's a din here, zigzag, right? In a chum. Okay, so that's the Gemara. So we've got the Gemara clear. Rabbanu, do you have the Gemara clear?
Yeah.
Good question. What do you think that?
Does. Because we have a taste now and we have to work hard on it. Okay, I showed you a question. Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of along the lines of what Mordechai was saying. I mean, is it normal to have, if you have a Baye who I don't think he's just giving an Eitzah Tova, is he? I mean, right, so why would Rava argue with him by giving him just an Eitzah Tova? Does that mean that he does agree with what a Baye says then? Or that he's giving an Eitzah Tova to compliment it? Or is just...
Rava definitely doesn't agree with a Baye.
Okay.
Rava says clearly he doesn't agree with a Baye. Because our Abaye, which you're now going to see, so thank you for bringing up, we're going to go to Abaye now because we're doing tasters now. According to Abaye, the two Mishnayos are talking about two different dates. On the 13th, you do not need to worry about Chulda. If you didn't see it, you don't need to worry. On the 14th, you do need to be worried about Chulda, even if you didn't see it. That's the Moedik HaChidosh, which Abaye says. And therefore, you must be careful with any chometz you have on the 14th to make it in a place that no chulda is going to be able to bring. Because you have to worry about a chulda on the 14th. That's what Abaye says. On the 13th, that's when the mission says you don't need to worry. On the 14th, you do. The reason is because he knows, this chulda knows there's no food now and there won't be food for the whole day. Says Rava, a chulda is not going to be on. A chulda doesn't know that. So Rava Mamish argues on Abaye.
Right.
Rava has to say in Yubsha. Right?
But why give it a shot?
There's one thing. Sorry?
No, it's just, why have a shot, which is just good advice?
What else was there?
I don't know, maybe not. Okay.
If you don't agree with everybody, then that's not left. Unless you want to make it clear, like Murray did.
Right.
Robert didn't hold it was a good thing. So, this status here, Bishlosha Asa, Loi Mishaya, left it for last. It's probably the hardest status there is on the page, at least for me. But we'll see it. Most of it's easy. Here's Bishlosha Asa, Loi Mishaya. So what does it mean? What did Abaye tell me? Abaye said, you should know, on the 13th, he doesn't leave any chomet over. It doesn't leave any chomet over. So on the 13th, everything's good. So what did Abaye mean? Abaye meant that there's no chometz left over on the 13th. Now on the 13th, if a chulda takes chometz, he eats it, doesn't leave anything over. That's very difficult. To say that certainty that on the 13th, the chulda doesn't leave over any chometz, is a chay nista from the same Mishnah. The Mishnah says, that you know why you don't have to worry about a chulda taking chometz me'ir le'ir? You know why you don't have to be chayshish, is why? Because ain't a double safe. Only because ain't a double safe. That means really I would have to be concerned about chomet over chulda, chulda took chomet. So chulda does leave over chomet. So how can Abaye tell me chulda doesn't leave over chomet? Abaye saying chulda doesn't leave over chomet on the 13th? The Mishnah says he does. So what on earth is going on with the words of Abaye? Says, there are occasions when it doesn't leave over chomet. There are occasions on the 13th, meaning the night of the Yigur Samet, where it doesn't leave over chomet. Olahachi, and therefore, says Abaye. Olahachi says Abaye, Heichet Eloi Chazinon, where we don't see that he took chomet in the first place, Eloi Chazinon, we don't need to be concerned about. Even if it does take away the chomet, sometimes, it doesn't leave over. And therefore, we do not need to be concerned about it. In a case where the chulda took chomet, but we don't know they took chomet, so do we need to be concerned about such a chomet? Says Abaye, no. Says the Mishnah, you don't need to. Why? because we can rely that he eats up. Because there are occasions when a chulda does eat up the entirety of the chametz. And therefore, if you didn't see him taking chametz, you don't need to be chayshish. But the chazinon, if you did see the chametz, then chayshinon, then you do have to be concerned. Because sometimes he does leave over. Remember the Mishnah, he does on that, tells me, ain't chayshish in, you don't need to be chayshish for chulda. Says the Gemara, if you saw it, then what? Or the Gemara says, if you saw it, then you do have to be chayshish. Well, if you have to be chayshish, he's going to eat it up. Abai is telling us now, that chulda eats up chametz. Answer is, no, it doesn't mean he vada eats up chametz. It means there are occasions when he eats up chametz. He will never, there'll never be that he will always leave over chametz. There'll be occasions when he'll vada eat up. And therefore, that's the difference. If you didn't see him take it, then you can rely on the fact that even if he took it, he ate up. If you did see him take it, then you have to be indeed concerned that he didn't leave over. Then
you have to be concerned. It sounds like we're just going from one subject to switch maker.
That's basically what he's done, yes. Right. Aval says, Ubi Yadalid, sorry. Ubi Yadalid, found the 14th, Lo'oilom Nishayer. Shatel Abaya is that on the 14th, even if you didn't see that the Cholva took it, you have to be concerned. Why? Because Lo'oilom Nishayer always leaves over. On the 14th, if it took it, it left it over. And therefore, I have to be concerned that he took it. Now, feel a loy chasinon, even if we didn't see it, chasinon, we have to be concerned. At Kant, every taste is very easy, very nice, muvan, very clear. And what's Abayit Teret? Abayit Teret basically is that on the 14th, even if you didn't see it, but if he took it, he definitely left it over. So you've got a serious chash of chametz. On the 13th, you didn't see he took it. And even if he took it, it could be at it. Therefore, like Mordechai said, you've got a good sechseika, no need for any concern. That's about it. Now take the end off with three lines now. V'gabe boso. Apilo chazinon. By Bosa, even if we saw it, we're not concerned. It never leaves over. Now those three last lines of Tosafos are really, really difficult to understand. What exactly is bothering Tosafos? Why is Tosafos talking about Bosa here? Abai wasn't talking about Bosa. Abai was talking about bread.
Yeah, with the Nephil, didn't we?
So somehow or another, Tosafos is bothered about the previous two.
Well, then we said that if the Nephil would sell down, the Cholder would definitely eat it.
Passage going back in the very beginning of the Sugya. Going on the very beginning of the Sugya, where the Gemara brought down a question. The Gemara asked a question between our Mishnah Daf Tes and the Mishnah Mazuris Akum. And the Mishnah Daf Tes said that we have to be concerned if we saw he took chametz. We have to be concerned for that chametz. And Mazuris Akum, we don't have to be concerned. Sounds like, before the Gemara gives any answers, sounds like the Gemara's understanding that Mazuris Akum is even if you would see the chulva take the Nephel, you wouldn't have to be concerned. Even if you saw the Cholder take the Nephil, you wouldn't have to be concerned. And the Gemara is asking, and the Gemara asked the question, why are you telling me we have to be concerned about a Cholder taking bread? You see, by Nephil, we don't have to be concerned. So what was the answer? The answer was that Bosor, he will eat up, and Chametz, he leaves over. So says Tosafos now, if I make that Cheshvan right, it turns out, that on the 13th of of Nisan. If you don't see him eating, taking bread, you can take on the Etah completely. If you saw he took bread, then you have to be concerned that perhaps he left over the bread. But by the Nefel, even if you would have seen him take the Nefel, we can be sure he ate up that Nefel completely. But Alti Shapa Abaye cured there. And now, what we've done is, the sages have explained Abaye how he fits in with the opinion of Reb Zeira on Amadat. The steer from Maduris Akum to Chomit, that was Reb Zeira answered. Remember the beginning of the sugya, now we're going to go back in Yetzir Shem, the whole sugya, but the beginning of the sugya, how does the sugya start? And the Mishnah Chomet and the Mishnah Tzuma. And we asked, how can we reconcile the two? And the Gemara gave two answers. What were the two answers? Rabbi Shurah, remind us.
One was Rav Zera, who said that makes a distinction between Basar and Lechem.
Right, excellent. One was Rav Zera, to make a distinction between Basar and Lechem. And the other answer was
that one I don't
know. Rava said the suffix makes a difference if it's a suffix or a vada. If you see things, bread is more humble than if you didn't see anything. So now place is saying, I've now explained Abaya was coming to answer a different thing. He was coming to answer a steer between the two Mishnahs of Chomet. Right? And the Mishnah of Tes, which seems to say you don't have to be concerned about a chulzah taking bread, if you didn't see it. And Mishnah Daf Yud then says you do have to be concerned about a chulzah taking bread, even if you didn't see it. And the answer is, depends when. Now interesting, the answer he gives is exactly the same words that the answer which Hebzeir gave to distinguish between bread and meat. What does Hebzeir say between bread and meat? Bread you leave over, meat you don't. What's Abaye saying? 13th you don't leave over, 14th you do. The same type of answer. So it says I'm putting them all together. Abaye and Abaye are all the same. When Abaye says on the 13th you don't leave over, Abaye says you do, what's going on? Abaye said by bread you leave over. And Abaye is saying by bread you don't leave over. So it says, Abaye meant to say sometimes you don't leave over. Sometimes you do, but sometimes you doesn't even. So if you don't see the chomet, if you don't see the chulzah taking the chomet, says Abaye, you can rely that he didn't leave over. If you did see them taking the chomet, says Reb Zeira, you have to worry that maybe the bread was left over. Reb Zeira. Right? That's what the Gemara of Tetz was talking about on the 13th. And the Gemara of Tetz, that's what I was saying. The Mishnah of Tetz was talking about the 13th. Mishnah of Yud was talking about the 14th. And says Reb Zeira, in the Mishnah of Tetz, if you would see him taking a chomet, you do have to be concerned about chomet. Why? Because he leaves over. What do you mean, Abaye says he doesn't leave over? Does he leave over, does he not? Abaye says he doesn't leave over, and Abaye is saying you do. The answer is that Abaye is saying sometimes you don't leave over, and sometimes he does. So it depends. If you didn't see him taking it, then you can rely on the fact that he left over. That he didn't leave over. If you did see him take it, then you have to be concerned that perhaps he did leave over. Right?
Has nothing to do with the duration of how long it would leave over. Like maybe you just think they would leave over a day versus leaving over, you know, like or eating it immediately. Right? If you left over a day, then you won't. Then it'll by the time Pesach comes in, then it'll definitely be gone.
The Amoraim didn't say that. Well, definitely did leave over. On the 14th, he definitely did leave over. Because, says Abaye, since he knows there's not going to be any more food until tonight, so he's going to leave over the chametz. He doesn't want to be hungry. It's on the 14th, because the chuldah sees that there's no other food around, and he knows that he's going to be baking bread towards the evening or at night. Since he knows that's what's going to happen, therefore, he's going to make sure to leave food around, and he will certainly leave food around. On the 4th, on the 13th, it's not a certainty, because if I ask you a question at the end of the sugya, and this is a little bit You have to use your brains here. If I ask at the end of the sugya, we're finished the sugya. If a chulda takes bread, does he leave over bread? If he takes bread, does he leave over bread? What would be the answer to that question?
Doesn't it depend when he took it?
Right. That's a good start. So finish off. Come on, Ubat, awesome.
If he took it on the 13th, he might leave over. But if he took it on the 14th, then he wouldn't leave over.
Well, he definitely would on the 14th leave over.
He's right.
On the 14th, he would not leave over. He had food around, so he would eat it all up.
On the 14th, he'd leave
over.
I would say it's a machlokes. That Rav Zeira would say yes, Abaye would say sometimes, and Rava would say different. They would say of course.
Okay, so the alternative answer is, the authorized version of this answer is, according to how Tosfos learned, that according on the 13th, going into the 14th, he might leave over, and on the 14th, he will definitely leave over. I think that's where Bernard answers. That's the correct answer. On the 13th, going into the 14th, he might leave over, and on the 14th, he will certainly leave over. Now, then, if Zeira on the Tetzamat Aleph, you want to know the difference between bread and the meat, is, because on bread you have to be concerned he left over. It doesn't mean he will definitely leave over, it means he's concerned he might leave over. He might leave over bread. And therefore, since you saw him take chametz, you have to be concerned about that. And Bayam, Daf Tetzamat Beis says, he don't need to be concerned if you didn't see him taking the chametz. Why? Because like we explained, on the night of the 13th going into 14th, it's not mukach that he left over. He might leave over, but he might not. So if you didn't see him taking the chametz, and the chulda didn't see him chametz, you rely on the tzad, on that likelihood that he will not leave over. He'll eat it all up. There is such a likelihood that he'll eat it all up, and therefore, says Abaye, on the night of the 13th, if you didn't see it, then you can rely on it. On the day of the 14th, says Abaye, you have to be seriously concerned. On the day of the 14th, you have to be seriously concerned. Because if he took chametz, he certainly will leave it over. He'll certainly will leave it over. He will not eat it up. He'll hide it and bury it away and will not eat it up.
If you don't see it,
they ask you, what's the din if you don't see chametz? If you have chametz in your shuf and you don't see it. Oh, you're over. On Bali, you are Bali Motsi. No, this has been the whole sugya from that base. There's been a big machlokes about it, but according to the Ran, let's say, the Ran, the first Rashi, second Rashi on the Masechta, why do we do Bedikas Chometz? What does Rashi say? Second Rashi?
By your rep, I'm not
there. By your rep, I'm not
there. Simply, we think the Ran understands like that, that you'd be over by your own because you've got Chometz in your house. So what if you don't see it?
I come by the garden, he said, because you might come to be on...
Very good. This is great for those. So says Rashi at the beginning of the Masechta, if you've got chametz in your hand, don't shake your head. Why don't mean that? 1 second, Allah. I'm going to get to street with him. So if you've got chametz in your house, if you have chametz in your house, hidden away in your house, but accessible, you'll be over by your own, by your motzi, because it's motzi, it's found, you can find it. Says Yossi, but what about a gal? Not a lot of gal, we saw you're not over by your own. You're right, because once it's not a lot of gal, it's not accessible. If it's not accessible, you're not over. We said it has to be covered to be tfachin, that Kelev can't even get to it. It's not accessible.
No, but the answer to the word is that a gal that's less than 3 tfachin, the whole reason we can is because he might come through. So the answer was, the Gemara says, the reason why we force you to clear it up, if it's less than 3 tfachim,
I'm just telling you which Gemara you're talking about. don't remember such a chometz. So if you don't know of any chometz, so you would be over by your Rabbani Motzi. The question is, according to Iran and according to Rashi, Taisus in the first and second period says not like that. Taisus in the second period, the beginning of the period, said you mentioned it, the third Taisus in the second period, you're welcome to look at it. He says there, you're not over by your Rabbani Motzi if you don't know about it. You're not even. That's just the same. The same holds if you don't know about chometz, you're not even about your own body emotion. So according to that, there's a big problem with the whole sugya here. The kasher is about chayim after. Oh, chayim, what's the whole big shash here exactly? What's the concern? The chulda will take chometz. I don't know about it. If I don't know about it, I'd have to be concerned about it.
Even if I know about it, it's ma'us be'inai. People want to eat chometz and the chulda already touched.
People do.
And even the chulda puts it away in the hole. So I have no access to it, and by the time I'm gonna go after it, you're gonna eat it. I'm saying, you're gonna smell the matzo ball at night. You're gonna smell the food at night. We said, oh, the reason why you're leaving it over is because you know he's having starvation mode. What are you talking about? He's gonna smell the food that's being cooked all night long, all new parents the whole day. He's gonna see this food on the same night, at the table. He's gonna see it. He's not hungry, he's not scared anymore. He's gonna eat it now. What am I scared about? From Chatzai, there's a problem.
And also, once he sees new foods, then he might go for the new food and leave his old food behind. Always better have fresh. But listen, we can try and understand the chulda a little bit. But that's what the risk is. The risk is you don't have chametz in your house. Now the chiddush is, now this is a good point, what Yossi brought up is a good point, that even though I don't know I have that chometz, even though I don't know I have that chometz, I'm still over Bali or Bali Matze according to Rashi and the Ram. But according to Shittus Taisus, do you remember why Taisus said you have to do B'dikas chometz? Do you remember why Taisus said you have to do B'dikas chometz? Why do you have to do B'dikas chometz?
Might come to eat it.
Because you might come to eat it. So according to Taisus on the second period, it's only because of that reason. Because of the reason about your eye is not true. You don't know about it, you're not even about your eye. So the only reason why you have to do it is because you might come to eat it. You're not even about your eye. So why is the whole big concern here about the chulda maybe taking the chometz? What's the whole big concern? So what's the concern? You might come to eat it. Right, so the whole concern is a gzeir drabona. You have to do the bzika because of a din drabona. Right? Now, when we do chazar of the sugya, remember that. We'll see.
Why do we keep speaking in the negative that you might come to eat or you might be high as bali or bali master? What about the positive mitzvah of Ashratus Hametz? Doesn't that require you to search?
No.
We never mentioned that. That on the 14th, Ashratus
if admitted to Shvizu Bio Hametz, I can do that. I can just go and take a gezeis of bread and burn it. That's not necessarily mechayev me to burn every drop of chometz I have in my rishus. The mitzvah of teshvitz is a good hour you're asking, but then we'll have to still see it in, also in the second period. There's the chav ches, I think. That's the mitzvah of teshvitz, the chav ches on his base. And yes, Hashem, we'll get there as well. Mitzvah of teshvitz. But that pashtus, they have a chiyuv bedika for that. It wouldn't be mechayim to search your house all over just to be mechayim a mitzvah say. So you can be mechayim it, take another piece of bread and burn it. Why do you have to go and be mechayim to search for some chometz? That's only because otherwise you'd be over loisati. Either loisati bari roe, or loisati might come to eat it. But to be mechayim, such a strong bedika, to be mechayim a mitzvah say, that not. Very good aram on the side. Yeah, you're being very good nakuda. Yeah, and that's really a shayla right up base. Yeah, but from this, and that's how we're going to learn with Dechta, by regurgitating the same, you say this again and again. Okay, so that's the sugya. Now, our avoda is to do a chazara. And yet, Shem, I do hope we do chazara together. It's a different type of chazara. We haven't done this before, but the whole sugya has really been moving parts all the way along. And the only way to learn it is to really go through it again. And that's what we're going to do now. We're going to start it again. When you get I would like you to learn it together, obviously, and then we'll be having Shir. Maybe every second day I'll see you. Tomorrow we'll start with Chazar Shir, and then we'll see maybe on Wednesday. We'll see how it goes. I'll see how Chazar is taken off. But go over the Gemara, and when you get, let's say, the first line of the Gemara, time is Loi Chazina V'Shokel, Chazina V'Shokel. So try and work out again. Why should it be worse if you saw he took it? And in which case is it talking about? Is it talking about Mokim L'Mokim? Or is it talking about Mechotzer L'Chotzer? Which cases are we talking about exactly that we differentiate between if you don't see or you do see? And then start the Gemara, Rashi takes this, and we have to share tomorrow, we'll join again and do Chazara together of the main points of the Sugya. Gemara, Rashi takes this, and pointing out again the sages we saw as we went along. Okay, so Slacha, I take it you're sure you're going to be learning with Yossi on Zoom. Rakim and Abel, maybe you want to join together a bit just for Chazara. You have Chazara together? Could I? Maybe in the afternoon you have time. No?
It's quite a heavy program.
Chazara is also part of the program. And Yeshua has volunteered that anyone who's interested to do Chazara can join their Zoom session. How are you going to join? On this? Okay, you stay on this one? So I'm going to make you into a breakout group.
Oh, is Yossi around as well?
Oh no.
Sorry? Is Yossi around as well or not?
Yossi will be around, I think. He was, since he was there live, he needs to hook up on the, he needs to join the Zoom.
Right. So you're in the Zoom, presumably?
Presumably. I'm not sure. I have to get some clarification on it. I've been treating myself as if I have been, just because I don't want to expose anybody. I feel okay.
What about the Shabbos? Well,
we're all exposed together. So we've all been together for the Sheva Brachos. And then for Shabbat, we're short people. And so I have people, I had some people who already had Corona come and say, be safe. Including Yossi and his son. They came Friday night.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, Baruch Hashem.
Shavuot is finished today, or?
Today. Actually, I can't really stick around right now for this Chazara. I'm glad that you're joining Yossi, because I didn't want to leave Yossi high and dry. I got to go shopping. After Mincha, we're having some, our last Shavuot bracha.
Enjoy. Mazel tov.
Thanks. What were you looking into the hall for? The Purushim hall or whatever? Simcha, whatever?
No. I wasn't. Moshe was telling me where something happened, but I didn't exactly.
Okay, fine. I thought you were planning something, perhaps.
No, not at this moment.
You'll see. I like the lighting in there. Interesting design on the lighting, the view that we could get. Actually, one of my sons at Sheva Brachos, he made a comment that our daughter and the husband, they got engaged. It was Parshas Hayesara, which is about Shidduchim.
And then they got married, and they got married, Parashat Peshalach, which is, not Peshalach, Peshalach, yeah, this past Parashat, about Yom Kiryas Yamsuf, and that's also, they make a comparison.
Oh, right, yeah.
With the Zizugim and the difficulty.
Yeah.
And I was saying how, that how I think it was in Yirmiyahu or whatever we referred to how Klal Yisrael chased after, went and followed Hashem into the midbars, like you know how a kala would follow the chassan into the midbar. There's that kind of imagery.
Yeah.
Klal Yisrael to like the kala, you know, following the, you know, so. Kind of wove that in. You know, starting a new life, you know, going into the unknown wilderness of the old midbar.
Say more than ever, we can say we're going to the unknown.
Yeah. But we're surrounded by the Shekhinah, you know, taking care of us no matter where.
Amen.
Yeah.
We're certainly surrounded by a cloud, but I'm not quite sure what it is at the moment.
Yeah.
There'll be no
infection. Yeah. Well, Corona's a crown, so whatever this cloud is, it's crowning us, some sort.
The homemade remedy of having lots of Rimon, because if the corona's a crown that sticks out, if you look at the end of a Rimon...
Right, it has a crown on it.
They're fitting together, and therefore they might kind of finish off, but I'm not sure that would stand up to any kind of scientific test.
No, but Rimon tastes good, so at least you enjoy yourself while you're... And what is it? The chuyot, right? You have, like, you know, you have the chuyot, like the Rimon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm Rosh Hashanah, so I guess we need to increase our schuyot.
Yeah. Oh, we certainly need to do that.
Yeah.
The number of analogies are terrifying. Purim, we wear a mask. Why do we wear a mask? Because our Kodesh Baruch Hu is hidden.
Right.
It's not obvious. So, you might say, Kosh Baruch Hu saying, because you've treated me like being hidden the whole year round and you haven't paid any attention to me, I'm going to make you wear a mask for a year.
Uh-huh.
To send down Corona. Because people are over familiar, I'm going to make sure you keep dioramas apart. And because people are too much in physical contact with one another, I'm going to make sure you wear gloves and wash your hands. I mean, you could make a whole shikul Torah out of this if you wanted to.
Just did. Are you on mute?
Mute or mute?
Mute.
That's right.
Well, you just muted that. You just muted the point that I was... How's your wrist?
Hurting a little.
Uh-huh.
I think I have to get another cat. Thank you. Ready?
Yeah. I'm going to have to bail out pretty soon, though. I have like maybe 10 minutes. I've got to go, get ready for the last Sheva Brachos. I'll leave you in good hands of Yaakov.
Sounds good.
That's okay by you.
Okay.
You want to start
with the Mishnah?
Yeah.
Over Abasa. So the first argument was what is all? Which is Ma'o. We were trying to work out why then Why is
he wants to go all the way to the beginning?
Sorry? Did he say it? Well, he came back to the beginning, didn't he?
No, it's the beginning of the sugya. I think it would be our Mishnah.
I think so.
Right.
It's a very good idea, though, because it does tie, everything does repeat and tie in. But, you said Ma'or. Wow. If we do it that way, then it's going to be a very long Hazara. We'll start at the beginning of
Let's start, please.
Yeah.
On
Yeah.
We're not concerned about the possibility that a weasel might have dragged chametz from house to house, from makom lemakom, from place to place. Ve'im ken mechaser lechaser umi'ir le'ir. For if we were concerned about it from house to house or from room to room, then we would also be concerned from city to city or from courtyard to courtyard and city to city. And there's no end to the matter. Rashi says, En choshishin shema girra chulda. En choshishin shebadak zavit zu. Ubal yizdok zu. We're not concerned that when he did a search in one corner, and now he comes to the second corner, shema betoch shebal yizdok, perhaps at the time that he came to search zu, the new corner, girera chulda'a chametz makom abaduk. The chulda dragged along chametz to the first corner, and that would require us to do a new bdika. Why not? For if we would have to be concerned, if we would have to be concerned for that, even from one chaser to another chaser, we would have to say the following. Ani badakti kodem lechaveri. I searched my house earlier, before my friend did it. V'la'achar b'dikasi, and perhaps after my search, hivya chulda chametz michatzer chaveri lechatzeri. Perhaps the weasel brought some chametz along from my neighbor over to my property. V'en adavar sof, and there's no end to the matter. You would go crazy thinking about this all day long and having to do a bdika every moment. And don't think that when the Mishnah says chatzer, dafka has to mean courtyard. All the homes in the chatzer are called chatzer.
It doesn't mean going from one chatzer to another chatzer and the next motherly access. It means all the homes in one chotzer are still called chotzer the chotzer.
So the thing that pops up at me right now is the question of, if that's the case, then what does it mean, bayis lebayis? Meaning, if you say chotzer the chotzer means bayis lebayis, so we already said bayis lebayis.
Yeah. What, one common area chotzer to another common area chotzer? Like if you have a cluster of homes around one chatzer, and it brought it from that cluster of homes, the chatzer of that cluster of homes, let's say chatzer A to chatzer B, which is another cluster of homes around this chatzer B.
I mean, Rashi's words are chatzer. Every bias is called a chatzer. So why do you need Yossi? I'm totally at one with you. I can't see why any they bias the bias if a chotzer is a bias for as answered by Rashi. But there must be some reason difference between the two.
Mm-hmm.
Unless bias the bias is just from one house to another, whether or not they are attached to a chotzer. Chotzer to chotzer can be either by two batim within the same chotzer, or it can also be a wider meaning of chotzer A to chotzer B to chotzer C.
I would suggest maybe bias to bias might mean room to room.
And makom lakom is within one room?
What?
And makom lakom is one room? It's like one section of one room to another section of that same room? So makom lakom is within a room, whereas bias to bias is from room to room within the house?
Bias to bias, I think, means room to room. Mimakom the makom, I think, means from floor to floor. Then we'll be going in ascending order, I think. Bayis to bayis means room to room. Makom the makom means from different floor to different floor. Chatzer to chatzer means from different house in the same cul-de-sac to another house. Umi'il le'il means from city to city.
But nobody says that except for you. And like Rashi would have said, because why not say chadr to chadr, you know, room to room? Why say bayis to bayis? And bayis, a room is never really considered a bayis, unless we have precedent somewhere that where room, where...
Did we not have, when we're dealing with Arve Pesachim and people going, having Kiddush and Shul and coming back home and...
Right.
We had Orchim, and we had some people who were guests in a house that were staying in the attic, which was a separate part of the house. It would be called potentially bias to bias because it was an attic rather than the house itself. And if it's bias to bias could be like an apartment, where you've got two apartments in the same building. Between the two of them, there's no chotzer here because they just kind of leave one up to the other. So that would be more like the case of the attic is potentially called bias to bias.
Could be.
You're saying to when you brought the comments up to that from upstairs downstairs? I mean,
the Kiddush?
Yeah.
That's where I got it from.
Ah, right. What expression did they use there? Did they use makom or did they use bias? Sorry?
Makom, I think it was.
It was makom.
It was in the
tenth parish? It was in the tenth parish.
It was certainly in the tenth parish, that I can tell you. Where it was there, I don't know. I found.
Okay, they ask you up tomorrow. That's right. That would answer it. Because again, if we don't say something of this sort, then we have a question on Rashi. What is Rashi talking about? It's not necessary to say it again.
Right.
I wish I knew where we were going. Yeah, I might have found it. אין חידוש אלא במקום סעודה, סבור מיני, אני מיני מבייס לבייס, אבל ממקום למקום. He uses also בייס לבייס.
That was, which stuff?
The proof on the Buddha.
Proof?
You might have a different meaning there, I don't know. Ain't he dudes, Elabama comes to Uda. Ani mile mi bais le bais. Aval mi makom le makom bechad beisa lo amar lehu. Rav Anan bar Tachlif Amin Esamin Havei Ka'amin HaKamei LeShmuel. There were a number of times we were in the house of Shmuel. There was a nachis ne'igra le'ara. And he went from upstairs, the roof, downstairs. V'hadar mekadesh. And he was mekadesh. V'af Rav Huna Savar en kiddush ela b'makom Tzu'uda. That would be revealing it to us, but I don't know how to read this properly. En kiddush ela b'makom Tzu'uda savur b'nei hanim b'nei b'bayis b'bayis. So that sounds like it is from house to house.
Place to place within the house.
Anyway, that terminology is used over there.
Yeah.
Let's go right in our Gemara. The reason why a person does not have to search after the weasel is only, we can infer from this Mishnah, only when he doesn't see. We don't have to start guessing, maybe this happened and something.
Yeah.
So let's say you saw a weasel running around without chametz in its mouth. Okay, so you don't have to check. But if you saw a weasel running around with a piece of bagel in his mouth, hachazina deshakal, chayshinan ubaye bedika. And then it would require a bedika. Then Rashi.
I gotta go. Yeah. Alright.
When's the Shabbat bracha? It's very late, no? Much later.
No, we're doing it in the afternoon. Or at lunch, after Mincha. I have to shop for it.
Enjoy
the couple shall have a wonderful send off from all of you and have a wonderful life together.
Amen. Thanks. We're still being recorded. Oh, look at that. Who's the host? Because it says here and.
I think you're the host.
I'm the host? How'd that happen?
Stop the recording, number one. And you can make me host if you want.